Okay, ready for this? We're diving into those excerpts you sent from the Paradigm Playbook. Adventures in Shifting Your Mindset. This is the teen edition, by the way, but honestly, some seriously useful stuff for everyone, I think.
Oh, absolutely. What I love about this book is, like, it takes these big, kind of intimidating concepts and just makes them so relatable, you know, and actually applicable to everyday life, which is what we all want. It's not just about, like, oh, what is a paradigm? It's like, okay, but how can shifting yours actually lead to, like, some major personal growth for you?
Right. Because we've all got those areas where we're stuck, those habits, can't break them. But this book, they start with this analogy. Imagine wearing, like, sunglasses, right?
Sure.
But you have them on 24/7, and they totally tint how you see everything. So those are your paradigms, those beliefs that just kind of, like, shape all your experiences.
Exactly. And just like those lenses can, like, distort color, right? Your beliefs can really distort how you see and interact with the whole world around you.
Whoa, okay. I'm seeing this now.
Yeah. Think about, have you ever had an experience where, like, you totally changed how you viewed something? Like, maybe you were sure you hated a certain food, but then you finally tried it and you're like, wait, this is amazing.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, that time I thought karaoke was only for, like, you know, amazing singers, shower singers, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then my friend dragged me to this, like, dive bar karaoke night, and I swear, the most fun I'd had in months.
Mm-hmm.
Totally changed my perspective.
See? And that's a taste of a paradigm shift. Mm. And this book, it follows these five teens. They're all having these little aha moments, realizing they might be wearing the wrong sunglasses, so to speak.
Okay. Gotta love a good metaphor. So who are these teens? Introduce us to this crew.
You've got Alex, the athlete, loves a good challenge. Then there's Sam, total tech whiz, always analyzing everything. Jamie's the artist, sees the world through that creative lens, you know. And then Taylor, the bookworm, loves rules, loves order. Oh, and then there's Morgan, the prankster. Always got to shake things up.
Oh, I see. Sounds like a recipe for some serious paradigm clashes already.
You got it. And the book kicks off with this scene in the park. They're all just hanging out, playing frisbee. Seems simple enough, right?
Yeah, classic park scene.
But this is where we see their paradigms really come into play, even with something as simple as frisbee.
Okay, I'm picturing this. How does frisbee turn into, like, a paradigm showdown?
Okay, so you've got Alex, right? Immediately turns it into a competition. Every throw, total strategy, laser focused on winning.
Makes sense, the athlete. What about the others? How are they playing this frisbee game?
Well, you've got Sam, right? Over there analyzing the aerodynamics of every throw, timing their movements for maximum efficiency. It's pretty intense.
Oh, they're like timing their frisbee throws? Okay, yeah. That's commitment.
Oh, yeah. And Jamie, true to their artistic nature, they're like captivated by the way the frisbee glides through the air, how the light hits it. It's this whole thing.
That's kind of beautiful, actually.
Right. Meanwhile, you've got Taylor insisting on following the official rules of frisbee, like actually pulls out a rule book.
Oh, man, I can totally see that happening. Wait, but what about Morgan? They're using the frisbee to, like, prank people, right?
Pretty much. All about having fun, turning every throw into a chance for a laugh.
Oh, I bet Taylor loved that.
Not so much. But see, this is what's so cool. It's like instantly, the book shows how our paradigms, you know, they shaped our actions, our interactions, even in the most ordinary situations. It makes you think about a time your default approach, like, totally clashed with someone else's.
All the time. It's like, oh, this is why I avoid games with certain people. Too much potential for, you know, conflict. But yeah, on a serious note, it highlights how our pre-existing beliefs, they shape us. And sometimes, yeah, that leads to some friction.
Exactly. The book talks about how these different approaches, they lead to some clashes. Alex's competitiveness starts rubbing people the wrong way. Taylor's rule following a little too intense. And Sam, well, let's just say all that analyzing kind of sucks the fun out of it for everyone else.
Yeah, I can see that.
But here's where it gets interesting. Instead of just brushing it off, going their separate ways, they have this, like, aha moment together. They start to see, like, whoa, we're all viewing this frisbee game, heck, maybe life, through these different lenses, like our own personal paradigms. And they get it. They see that those paradigms, they're part of what makes them unique, right? But they can also hold them back from really connecting with each other, from experiencing, you know, everything.
Okay, that's a pretty profound realization for a bunch of teens hanging out at the park. Right. But, like, knowing you've got blind spots, that's one thing. How do they actually start to shift those paradigms? That's the million-dollar question.
Well, the book makes it clear it's a journey, not like this quick fix. But the good news, you don't have to overhaul your entire life, you know, to make a change. it starts smaller. Like, there's this part where Jamie and Alex, they go to this art and sports festival.
Okay, now that's an interesting combo. Tell me more about this festival. What's it all about?
So it's this big mix, right? You've got art showcases, sporting events, all kinds of people. So Jamie, being Jamie, heads straight for the art, sketching away, soaking it all up, that creative energy.
And Alex is out there, what, setting new records on the obstacle course or something?
Basically. Totally in their element, loving the competition. But here's the thing, they both hit a wall. They realize by sticking to their comfort zones, they're missing out on a whole other side of this festival, a whole other way of, like, experiencing the world.
I can totally relate to that. I get so comfy in my routine that I forget to, like, challenge myself, try new things. Mm-hmm. It's too easy to stay in that lane. So how do they break out? What changes for them?
They decide to swap places, for the afternoon at least. Jamie's a little hesitant, but agrees to join this pickup basketball game. And Alex ventures into the art exhibits, with Jamie as their guide, of course.
Wait, sporty Alex is willingly looking at art. Okay, that's a paradigm shift right there.
Right, and it's not like they're suddenly experts, but they're open to it. Jamie, with Alex's encouragement, actually scores a couple baskets, gets a taste of that, like, teamwork, that adrenaline.
See, that's so cool. And Alex, what happens with them in the art world?
So with Jamie guiding them, they start to see the stories behind the art, the emotion, even tries their hand at pottery.
No way. Okay, so the takeaway here, it's like step outside that comfort zone, be open to new experiences, even if they seem, you know, intimidating or whatever. Mm-hmm. But what's the bigger lesson? What does this teach them about paradigms?
It shows them that our paradigms, while important, shouldn't limit us. It's like if we cling too tightly to what we think we like or dislike, what we're good at, we might miss out on discovering something we love. Sometimes all it takes is that one little step outside to unlock something amazing.
That is incredibly encouraging. You don't have to become a completely different person, you know, to grow. You just have to be open to the possibility that your way of seeing things might be, well, a little limited.
Exactly.
Speaking of baby steps, the outline mentions Alex trying mindfulness and Jamie committing to daily art. Those seem like pretty small changes. What kind of impact did that have?
This is where the power of consistency comes in, right? It's not about, like, doing something once. It's about making it a habit, seeing how those little things build over time. So Alex, always pushing themselves physically, discovers that even a few minutes of mindfulness each day helps with, like, stress, improves their focus too.
Instead of burning out, they're performing better and feeling calmer. That's amazing. What about Jamie?
So Jamie always relied on these bursts of inspiration, right? But by committing to creating something every day, even just a quick sketch, their skills just, like, skyrocket. They start seeing the world differently, noticing details, finding beauty in everyday stuff.
That's so cool. It's like by changing your actions, you literally change how you see everything around you. It's like you're constantly cleaning those sunglasses, making sure your vision's clear, you know?
Exactly. And that's what's so great about this book. It's actionable. It proves those small changes, when you stick with them, they lead to big growth. It's not about overhauling your life overnight. It's about, like, what's that one small thing, that one tweak that can have that ripple effect.
It makes you think, what small changes can I make that'll have a big impact down the road? But let's shift gears a bit here. Let's talk about the power of positive thinking.
Yeah.
Can you really change your life just by, like, thinking happy thoughts?
It's a bit more nuanced than that, but the book digs into this through Sam and Morgan. They create this whole social media challenge. They call it hashtag Daily Bright Spot.
Okay, I'm already intrigued. I spend way too much time on social media as it is. And let's be real, it's not always, you know, the most positive space.
Exactly. That's what makes this so interesting. It starts small, just them and their friends, but it blows up. People start sharing these moments of joy, gratitude, those little acts of kindness. It's like this ripple effect of positivity, you know?
I love that. It's like they're taking back their social media feeds, turning them into sources of inspiration instead of, like, comparison, negativity, all that. But what about Sam and Morgan themselves? How does this challenge affect them?
So it's not just about the likes, right? It's about the shift in their own mindsets. Sam, who can get super stressed with the whole tech world, starts noticing the good stuff more, feeling grateful, even on tough days.
It's like training your brain to look for the positive instead of getting bogged down in the negative. I love that.
It's powerful. And even Morgan, Mr. and Ms. Prankster, starts to see there's more to it than just laughs. It's also about making people feel seen, appreciated.
So it's not just posting happy stuff online. It's about actively shifting your paradigm to actually be more positive, which then, like, spills over into your offline life. It's that action thought action cycle.
Totally. And the book has all these real life examples of people who were struggling and how this challenge, as simple as it seems, helped them find hope, resilience, purpose even.
Wow. Okay, this is actually making me rethink my own social media. Like, how can I use it to spread a little more positivity for myself, for others?
Yeah.
You know, but we've talked about action, trying things, spreading good vibes. What about that inner work? How do these teens deal with all the thoughts and feelings that can, like, get in the way?
Well, they find this other powerful tool, journaling. And I don't mean just your typical Dear Diary stuff.
Okay, good.
Because I was going to say.
This is about using journaling to really explore their paradigms. Like, how are my beliefs and thoughts shaping my experiences?
Ooh, I like that. Journaling for self-discovery. Tell me more about their little journaling adventure.
Okay, so they're using journaling to go deeper, to really examine those thought patterns. How does that work exactly? Do they have like a journaling club where they analyze each other's entries?
Yeah, it is a team effort in a way. The book focuses on Taylor and Jamie. Each brings their own style, you know?
Love that there's no one right way.
Exactly. So Taylor, the list lover, all about using words, like dissecting their thoughts. But Jamie, the artist, colors, sketches, that's how they capture those feelings.
That makes sense. So cool how they each approach it differently.
Yeah.
But did they like discover anything surprising through this whole process?
What's fascinating is how their journals, they kind of evolve alongside their paradigm shifts, you know?
Ooh, interesting. How so?
At first, it's a lot of just documenting their day, struggles, little wins. But as they start trying these new things, challenging themselves, the journaling gets deeper. They see patterns, connect the dots between their thoughts and their actions.
So it becomes less about venting and more about understanding.
Exactly. Yeah. Like active reflection. And then they get brave. They start sharing those journals with each other.
Whoa, okay. That's a big step because that's personal stuff.
Right. But that's where the real magic happens. They start to see how their experiences, while different, share these common threads. It's that, oh, I'm not alone in this feeling.
That's so powerful. Vulnerability for the win.
Yeah.
Even when it's those messy internal battles, you know. But let's be real, they're teenagers, glued to their phones, living in that digital world.
Oh, 100%. And the book does not shy away from that. In fact, there's a whole digital detox experiment.
Wait, really? Tell me they didn't give up their phones.
They went for it. A whole day, no phones, no laptops, nothing. Complete digital disconnect.
Okay, I'm impressed. I can barely go an hour without checking notifications. What'd they do with themselves?
They replaced that digital noise with stuff that forced them to be present. Like they started with meditation. It helps clear the mind, right? Tune into your senses.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
So they're meditating. What else?
They did a nature walk, but like really did it. No phones for distraction, just them and the sights, the sounds.
It's like they were seeing it all new again, without that filter we're so used to.
Totally. And of course, they tapped into that creativity, but unplugged. Drawing, writing, whatever. No notifications buzzing at them. They even cooked a whole meal together.
Wow, hardcore. But did they enjoy it, though? That's the thing.
The book describes them at the end of the day around a campfire, just talking, looking at the stars. They realize that by disconnecting from that world, they reconnected with themselves, with each other.
They traded constant connection for genuine presence. Mm-hmm. Makes you think, right, what are we missing when we're always plugged in?
Right. And again, it's not about ditching tech completely, but creating that space for those unplugged moments to reconnect with what matters.
This is giving me some serious food for thought. Okay, one last thing before we wrap up that motivational talk from the outline. What was that all about, and how did it hit our crew?
So there's this speaker, right? And they share their story, not just the highlight reel. They talk struggles, setbacks, those moments of doubt we all have. And it resonated with each teen differently.
Okay, hit me with those takeaways. What really landed?
For Sam, who was struggling with like tech addiction, hearing the speaker talk about overcoming similar stuff, eye-opening. For Morgan, it was the vulnerability, the speaker being so real about their own struggles that hit home.
It's like that saying, right? Vulnerability isn't weakness. It's courage. And it sounds like that's exactly what they embodied.
Totally. And for Taylor, who was kind of searching for their artistic purpose, hearing how the speaker turned their passion into this fulfilling thing, huge. And Jamie, super motivated to use their own art to connect with people, make a difference.
So it wasn't just one message. It was that underlying theme, embracing your true self, the good, the bad, and using it all to grow.
Yes. And the book ends with this reminder. Paradigm shifts aren't a one-time thing. It's about keeping those sunglasses clean, you know? Our beliefs, they change, and we have to keep challenging them.
Love that analogy. So as we wrap up this deep dive into the Paradigm Playbook, what's that one question, that thought-provoking nugget we leave our listeners with?
The book asks, what one thing will you do to shift your own mindset? Like, what action can you take today to clean those sunglasses and see the world with fresh eyes?
Such a good question. It reminds us, personal growth, it's a journey, and it starts with that willingness to see things a little differently. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it insightful, inspiring. Until next time, keep those minds open and those paradigms shifting.